San Francisco is the only major city on the West Coast to not see a rise in the homeless population. And that is in thanks to not only pragmatic policies, but big data crunching. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton speaks with the San Francisco Housing Director about homelessness and the legacy of former Mayor Ed Lee. That interview starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. This week, it's Bay Area homelessness, affordable housing, and what we can do about it. In San Francisco, the former mayor, Ed Lee, led a new approach to examining the homeless situation in the city that changes the world. And the policies, data management, and procurements of success are starting to become manifest. While every other major city on the Pacific Coast continues to see an uptick in their homeless populations, San Francisco has held steady and even went down 1%.
We already have more housing for homeless people per capita than any other city in the United States. We've made a lot of investments in these areas, but now we really need to, while continuing to build more housing, we also need to focus on homelessness prevention.
It may sound cliche to say that San Francisco is throwing big data solutions at a civic problem, and frankly, that's fine, as long as it works. And it seems to be working when it comes to helping homeless people find better lives and permanent homes. San Francisco's homelessness and the legacy of former Mayor Ed Lee starts now.
Jeff Kosicki, Director of the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing.
Jeff, thanks for coming in. This is somewhat related, but I just did a story on a couple of the radio stations about the home prices nationally going up about 6.3%. In San Francisco, it was up 10.1% as well. That just seems unsustainable to a lot of things. But you're here to talk about homelessness. You're from the city government. Let's talk about San Francisco's homeless situation as compared to other, maybe even another city in the Bay Area. I'd like to know what your challenges are from your eyes.
Our biggest challenge is the fact that we are housing about 50 people a week. We're helping 50 people a week exit homelessness, but we have about 150 newly homeless people in the city every week. So it's, you know, it's a difficult challenge. Those numbers don't really add up, obviously.
Right.
We already have more housing for homeless people per capita than any other city in the United States. We've made a lot of investments in these areas, but now we really need to, while continuing to build more housing, we also need to focus on homelessness prevention and finding other ways to help people exit homelessness.
Right, homeless prevention. So what are some of the circumstances that might force more homelessness in San Francisco as opposed to, say, Oakland?
What Oakland has been seeing, like we saw in San Francisco during the past 15 or 20 years, is an increase in rents, gentrification happening in typically lower income neighborhoods, which is squeezing people out and forcing them on the streets. You know, Oakland saw between 2015 and 2017 a nearly 40% increase in homelessness, whereas San Francisco saw a slight decrease. One thing that I think is interesting about Oakland compared to San Francisco is in Oakland, over 85% of the people experiencing homelessness in Oakland were living in Oakland before they came homeless. In San Francisco, that number is about 69%. So clearly, Oakland is starting to suffer from the effects of increased housing prices and gentrification, and that's leading to homelessness as well as many other problems.
Right. I live over there. I know exactly what you're talking about. Let's paint a picture with words. What are the 50 people that you are housing every week? What's their life like right now?
Well, their life is a lot better than it was the week before. I mean, the solution to homelessness is a home, and we do whatever we can to help people exit homelessness. So of that, you know, 50 people, about 25 of those are going to be reunified with family and friends, either in San Francisco or other communities through a program called Homeward Bound. About 20 of those are going to end up housed in one of our permanent supportive housing sites, which is subsidized housing with services for people experiencing homelessness. And others are going to get rent subsidies that might be time limited. They might be permanent rent subsidies that they can use in the private market. So we have a lot of tools in our toolkit, so to speak, and we just need to continue getting that 50 number up to 60 or 70 and get that 150 number down to a more manageable number by doing things like eviction prevention, one-time financial support to help people get back on their feet again. But we do have a lot of housing in the pipeline coming up, but it's not going to be enough, and we are looking at other solutions.
So you're seeing inventory about to come online for this?
Yes, that's right.
Let's work up to that point. Let's start with your creation story. It's a relatively new department in city government, correct?
That's correct. We officially started on August 15th, 2016.
Okay. Under Ed Lee?
That's correct. I think Mayor Lee saw that we really needed to have a center of gravity in the city of county of San Francisco and the city government around this issue of homelessness. Prior to that, there was the mayor's office of housing, the Department of Public Health, the Human Services Agency, the Mayor's Office of Hope, and other departments all working on homelessness without a single policy or strategy for trying to address the problem. Mayor Lee realized that he needed to create a single strategy and a single center of gravity and accountability around this problem. And some people criticize that as a bureaucrat's response to a social problem. But I will tell you, having done this work for almost 30 years now, it was a brave and important decision made by my former boss, Mayor Lee, and it is going to set us on the path towards really leveraging the resources that we already invest in the city towards some sustained and substantial reductions in homelessness over the next 5 years.
Well, it seems like you've really bought into the vision that Ed left behind on this. Why would a bureaucratic solution be better than, say, a political solution?
Well, I think that it's often easy to open up some more housing or a shelter or a navigation center and do a ribbon cutting and get a lot of good media attention for doing things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, San Francisco does have more housing than any other city in the U.S. per capita to address this problem. We invest substantially in homelessness. And I think it's not just about more. It's also about using what we have better, about creating a single database and a single way to track people experiencing homelessness as opposed to the 15 different databases that I inherited.
Right.
And it's about holding city government accountable and our nonprofit partners accountable to better address the problem. And that was really impossible before under, you know, four or five different departments all running in their own direction trying to find different ways to address the problem.
Okay, so you've streamlined, you found a system, you've streamlined the system. You're sitting on top of a bunch of data, which has to help decision making. What is in the pipeline for you and your department in the nearest future? And then I'll ask you some hypotheticals.
Sure. I mean, some of the things that we've learned is that number of the serious problem of inflow into our system and whether somebody came from San Francisco or from outside of San Francisco, you know, that doesn't really matter. What matters is we have a large number of people who are in the city who are homeless every week, who are newly homeless, and we have to find ways to address that if we're going to get ahead of this problem. I think we're also seeing that we have 7,400 units of housing for homeless people, but only 800 of those units become available on any given year due to turnover.
Ah.
So what we're trying to do now is also create some flow in the system and helping people who live in that housing find work, but also to give them rent subsidies so they can move out of that permanent supportive housing into the private market and be able to create space for people who are currently living on the streets. So whereas last year we had 800 units turnover, this year we're going to have about 1,000 units turnover because we're helping an additional 200 people move out that wouldn't have otherwise. It's that sort of decision-making, database decision-making, really thinking about how we're using our investments more wisely is what Mayor Lee wanted us to do, and it's what's happening. And then the other thing that we're doing is really prioritizing how do we use that housing most effectively. And for us, that means making sure that the sickest and the longest-term homeless individuals are the ones who are getting prioritized to the housing. And it's not just a kind of waiting list or a first-come, first-served basis or some kind of talent competition. Like the better you're able to work the system, the better you're able to get into housing. It should be the opposite. The people who are going to have the hardest time getting into housing are oftentimes the ones who need it the most. So we're really turning things on its head, and we're really changing how we're doing business. And this is the vision laid out by the mayor, and I think we're starting to make some progress. We had a very small 1% decrease in homelessness during the past year. But when you compare us to every other city on the West Coast that had double-digit increases, L.A. with 30%, Oakland with nearly 40%, Portland, Seattle, Santa Clara County all having 10% or more increases in homelessness, I think this is an important evidence that we're starting to move in the right direction.
What are you seeing with San Francisco's approach that you had not seen before that gives you hope? Basically, what would you like to see templated out to other areas in the Bay Area?
Well, I think this idea of looking at prevention and diversion out of the system, this idea of building a system that has, you know, flow in it, that has people moving out of the system and moving on and becoming self-sufficient, I think using data to make decisions and using what's called coordinated entry, which is a way in which homeless people, you know, they're assessed once, they come into the system, and it's almost like an air traffic control system in which we help them land to the right place and match people up to the right service that they need. All of this work is going to make improvements at the margins. And this isn't a matter of there's no game-changing idea or magic solution. It's really a grind and it's hard work. And it's solving the problem, you know, at the margins. If we can reduce our inflow by 10% and increase our outflow by 10%, and use our housing just a little bit more effectively, that's going to add up to some significant changes.
Jeff, thanks a lot for coming in, and good luck with the project. Let's check in with you maybe towards the end of the year when you have some more data for us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was Jeff Kozitsky, Director of San Francisco's Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing. San Francisco has been able to increase the help it provides to the homeless population via housing assistance by 22% over the past year, and the homeless population has plateaued and even fallen just a smidge. For links to homelessness resources or for the city's contact information around the housing problem, please check out the show notes for this week. It lives at KGOradio.com. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at KGOJason. And that's it for this week, a themed show around homelessness and affordable housing in the Bay Area. We hope you can find a way to share the podcasts or the links or whatever. This is a serious and persistent problem for most cities, but in the Bay Area, it seems amplified and relentless. Links and sources are at kgoradio.com/techonomics. They are also at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. And just keyword search techonomics wherever you pull down your podcasts. And a like or a share is greatly appreciated as well. For producer Liana Wilcox, who really pulled this show about homelessness together, and for Mike Anthony, the executive producer, I'm Jason Middleton, the host and the writer. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.